The only problem with that is historical could sound too much like old. I want to start by saying you are the first generation in the history of 1,000 years of English history who are going to have a worse life than your parents, unless we do something to change that. When I left school, I was at school in Brixton. I had 2,000 boys, almost no one went to university, but every boy left that school and got a job that paid enough money that they could keep a family. And I didn't know an unemployed person throughout my 20s. And what's gone wrong in this country is that we've had a focus on a smaller and smaller and richer elite. We just had, the last 2 years, the existing Tory mayor for London campaigning to cut the top rate of tax for the richest 1%, whilst fares have gone through the roof, no new housing is being built to rent, rents are going through the roof, and youth unemployment is 1 in 4. This is the wrong priority. I want to be a mayor for everybody in London, not just the small rich elite. Therefore, I'm making 3 clear promises which I know I can deliver. One is, from this October, we'll cut the fares. We'll cut the fares so that the average transport user will save £250 a year. And that's good not just because it puts money back in your pocket, but it's money you'll spend in local shops, helping the local economy. Then there's the education maintenance allowance. For those students struggling to stay in education, scrapping that was obscene. That 30 quid a week made all the difference to a lot of people struggling to buy the books they need, to actually get to the college and so on. And I've been working with the colleges, we've identified the money they've got stuck away in little budgets they don't use, so that we found £31 million that we can use to reinstate the education maintenance allowance. That I promise to do. And then the third thing is to start to tackle bad landlords. All over London I've been meeting people, young and old, paying £100 a week to live in a crappy little room with no facilities and really quite bullying landlords. We've got to start a campaign for living rent. No one should pay more than a third of their income in rent. Even that's too high. But at the moment, half the people who are renting somewhere are paying over half what they earn in rent. So we've got to tackle bad landlords. We've also got to start building good quality council homes at rents people can afford to buy. The other key thing in all of that is, when you look at the big increase in unemployment in this city in the last 4 years, it isn't bankers who've lost their jobs. They've mainly all got their jobs back and their bonuses. 2/3 of all the jobs that have been lost in this city are in construction, in a city where 1/3 of 1 million families are on a waiting list. Putting people back to work by building homes and giving people decent homes to live in brings together two problems you solve together. My final plug is just simply to say this. When politicians have to consider who they appeal to, they know 2 or 3 simple facts. People over 60, 4 out of 5 of them go out and vote at every election. People under 25, 1 in 4. But if every young person went out and voted, there'd be a damn sight more debate and concern about the issues affecting young people. So don't sit this election out. Go out there and give all of us politicians a good kicking to make sure we take care of what you need and your concerns. Thank you very much.